This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As Kimberly alluded to, one way to think about fiscal stimulus is that it's what politicians do. The other way to poke the economy is what's called monetary policy, what the Fed and central banks around the world do. There are questions, though, in these oh-so-unusual economic times about just how much more oomph central bankers have left in them. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that slice of this story from New York.
Central banks have tried everything in the toolbox to promote economic growth, and they're even making up whole new toolboxes, but they're not consistently getting big results, says Steve Blitz, chief economist at M Science.
We're now beyond the point of where monetary policy in and of itself can work.
Take one of the measures currently in vogue in Japan and Europe, negative interest rates. The idea sounds a bit bizarre and is a little tricky to understand, but the aim is really simple. Get the economy moving by making borrowing and spending more attractive than saving. The thing is, in Japan and some European countries, data point to people saving more. Sarah Johnson of IHS Global Insight thinks she may know why.
The general state of the economy, the lack of confidence, are what's driving the rise in saving rates.
The same gloomy economic outlook that is moving policymakers to try unusual things seems to also be spurring people to stash money away in case things get worse. There's a growing consensus that central banks have been taking too much of the burden of supporting the economy, says Paul Sheard, chief global economist for S&P Global.
Central banks really have reached the point where they really, I think, legitimately can throw the ball back to the government and say, look, we've done our bit here.
That, of course, presumes politicians actually doing things, never a safe bet. But those low, low interest rates we keep talking about could help nudge them to action. Jonathan Parker is a finance professor at MIT's business school.
When interest rates are extremely low, then government spending is relatively cheap. And so that suggests that it's a good time to do things that you think you have to do at some point.
So it may be the case that the monetary policy squashing interest rates could make fiscal policy a little more attractive. Central banks could probably use the break. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.